Welcome, welcome, welcome
to the Family Mission Podcast.
Yes, Mark and Kimberly here with you today. And of course, the Holy Spirit is here with us.
He's the most important one.
He is the most important one. Welcome, Holy Spirit.
That's right. Welcome to the conversation. And we're so glad that you've joined us today. And yes, we're just so glad for what the Lord has prepared for us today.
He has prepared something, hasn't he? It's so good to be His.
It's good to be His.
It's so good to be His. It's so good to know that we can learn from Him. We can see things that we've never seen before. We can trust Him, mm-hmm. and His Word can come alive to us.
Amen.
Amen. So,
you know, that's a good definition of holy.
Yes.
The Lord gave that to me years mm-hmm. ago. To be holy is to be His.
To be His.
And, you know, as married, you know, happily married, you know.
To be holy is to be happy.
You know, to be hers, it's good to be hers.
Oh.
And she has a ring on her finger that says, it's good, to be his.
That's right.
And, of course, we, you know, with the circumcision of our heart, you know, Holy Spirit, you know, in our lives, we can say it's good to be His.
It's good to be His. Praise Amen. The Lord. So, just jump right in with us today. We are going to have some fun in the Word. Mm-hmm. We're going to see what He has in store for us. And so we just again want to thank you very much for tuning in to this podcast. And if it speaks to your heart, please share it.
That's right.
Please like it. Please put it on your social media. Mm-hmm. Please check us out on our YouTube channel and make sure that you you subscribe and you mm-hmm. like and do all those things that help us get the word out.
That's
Amen.
Right. Share that link with all your
Share
family and friends.
Share that link, if Amen. You wouldn't mind. Praise the Lord.
Well, we're going to begin today, hon, in chapter 15 of John.
Ooh, John 15. Here yeah. we go.
And I think as we get into this, we're going to see a beautiful parallel because the Bible, in Paul's writing to the Ephesians, the Bible gives the fact that marriage is a picture
Ooh.
Of Christ and the church.
Oh, so we're a picture?
Mm-hmm. We're a picture.
Oh.
We're a sight.
We're a sight. Oh. I don't know. That can be good or bad.
You know, so in other words, marriage has a mission.
It does. It does. You know, it has a mission.
Scripture gives us a mission that if you read Ephesians 5, it says that Christ and the church, this is the beauty of a man, you know, loving his wife and a wife honoring, reverencing her husband. This is that dynamic is what we're going to see in John 15 is really what abiding's all about.
Oh, I like abiding.
Me too.
I like abiding.
I like abiding with you.
Oh, I like abiding with him and you. Him first, then you.
All right. All right, so let's begin in John 15. I'm just going to begin reading in the King James here. And then we've got some other versions we always will get into.
Well, we'll just see. We'll just go for it.
He says, I am the true vine.
Mm-hmm.
My Father is the husbandman. In other words, you know, Adam, you know, first Adam, he was a vine.
Mm-hmm.
Things grew out of him. And all of our life, our fallen life, comes out of that vine.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus is a new vine.
New vine.
And so, in other words, we can look at our life as it grew from a fallen man. Now we can look at our new life in Christ as it grows from the heavenly man.
Mm. Amen. That's kind of like whenever I join myself to you.
Wow, that's good. Yeah.
It's a parallel, isn't
yeah.
it?
You had
See,
your life
I had
before,
my life before.
A Davis.
A Davis. And then I was engrafted in the
Became
new vine.
A Spellman.
I became a Spellman.
That's beautiful, honey.
Oh.
Man.
See what married life can be an example of?
That's right. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away.
He chops it away.
Well, you could read it that way, but if you read like in the Passion and others, the original Greek, it actually says he kind of lifts it up.
Mm-hmm. He cares for the branches.
Yeah, he cares for
connecting
it.
To me by lifting and propping up the fruitless branches and pruning yeah. every fruitful branch to yield a greater harvest.
Yeah, because sometimes the branches would bow down. They'd get, mm-hmm. you know, in the dirt, and they're not getting the proper light.
Because they're so weighty.
They're so weighty. So he has to kind of prop those up.
Uh-huh.
Now, he does get to pruning later. Believe me, there is some chopping that'll happen. But that first thing there is actually referring to kind of the propping up, You know, and sometimes we need that. We just need to be propped up a little bit, encouraged
on.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. Strengthened.
And, you
strengthened.
Know, no greater encouragement should come into your life than in your marriage than from your spouse.
Come on.
Because we get into troubles when, you know, people outside your marriage, that becomes your source of encouragement. That becomes your source of...
Wandering eyes start with...
So in other words...
Leave that there.
You're my chief encourager.
I am your chief encourager.
Yes, you
are.
You're
my chief encourager.
Amen. So every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away, King James says, or, bears up or props up, other versions say. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it. Again, that is the cleansing, you know, nipping all the little branches away, that it may bring forth more fruit.
Mm.
So right now we can see something about the Lord is that he's very interested in fruit.
Well, that's right. And like, can I just go back to verse 2 in the Passion paraphrase? Says, he cares for the branches connecting to me by lifting and propping up the fruitless branches and pruning every fruitful branch to yield a greater fruit. Now, this is, I love verse 3. The words I have spoken over you have already cleansed you.
Amen.
I love the way that verse just, if we live life already from a position of knowing what he's done for us, man, we look
he's
differently. We look differently at the outwardness. We look inwardly differently.
Mm-hmm.
We look in the mirror differently when we know that
he's already
cleansed us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. The words I have spoken over you have already cleansed you. Man, come
Thank
on.
You,
Somebody
Lord.
Needs to hear that today.
Yeah.
I just feel that in my spirit. The words that he's already spoken over you have actually cleansed you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I mean, that is what the mercy and grace of God is all about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, cleanses us from all unrighteousness.
Yeah.
From all unrighteousness. And he makes us righteous.
Like you've encouraged so often in different times we've ministered together, you encourage people that the blood is speaking right now.
Man, it's on the mercy seat.
Right now, that blood has a voice, and it's speaking something. You know, in other words, just like, again, doesn't mean it's like audibly saying something, but it's communicating something.
Yes, innocent.
It's proclaiming
you're
innocent.
<cleansed.
laughs> You're clean. You're free from all that has, you know, been a trap and a snare.
And, you know, sometimes we look at circumstances in our life, or we look at a pattern that's been in our life, or even an addiction that's been in our life consistently, and we give that more voice than we give
Amen.
This. The words I have spoken over you have already cleansed you. You've already been cleansed. You've been washed in the blood of Jesus. You've been made righteous.
Mm.
You've been made victorious.
Yes.
How? Because he's sitting at the right hand of the Father saying, not guilty, innocent.
Yeah.
I've cleansed them.
Done.
I've cleansed them. I shed my blood for them. They're washed. They're washed. So that shifting.
That's huge.
I mean, that's even this whole chapter. It's a shift of our thinking. It's a shift of our perspective. It's a shift even when it comes to our marriage.
Well, think about this, because you're emphasizing, focusing on what he's done. Now, a lot of times, and you alluded to it, we can sometimes get bogged down in what they've done or what they've
how
said.
How they've hurt us.
And so we got to make we got to kind of make a distinction or make a decision today.
A choice.
Which is going to matter more?
Mm-hmm.
What he did?
He cleansed me.
What he said?
Oh, he said I was
or
free.
Or what they did? Or what
he
they
said I was righteous.
We have to make that decision. Mm-hmm. And if we'll make that decision and step on that, and that's the abiding.
That is the
See,
abiding.
See, we abide in him by making what he said and he did matter more.
Matter more. That's why it's so important. Come on, spouses.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important to speak life over your mate.
Mm-hmm.
Speak life over your mate.
Right.
Don't even in the natural, don't speak what you see. Speak life.
Amen.
Speak what the word says. If there's a situation that you're believing God for, start speaking
That's right.
over your spouse.
Prophesy.
Call them Call them forth mm-hmm. to what the Word of God says, and then make sure that you're guarding mm-hmm. your heart and your tongue, that you're walking in what you should be walking yeah. in.
Because that's how the Lord is growing us.
That's right.
I mean, it's how He's pruning mm-hmm. His Word. Is
later
pruning
on,
us.
How He talks about pruning, mm-hmm. guarding our tongue he is does the biggest. It. I mean, life He's growing us
the very same mm-hmm. way. So where are we at? Verse 4?
Yes.
So He says, abide in Me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in Me.
Okay, so here we go in.
So that's tremendous humility required there.
Tremendous humility.
We're not our own source.
We're not. Okay, so verse 4 in the Passion. So you must remain in life union. Mm. Union.
A union.
Covenant.
That's right.
Covenant with Me, union. For I remain in life union with you. For as a branch severed from the vine will not bear fruit, so your life will be fruitless unless you live your life intimately joined to mine.
Ooh, that's hello. A rich. That's all verse 4.
That's all verse 4 in
my
the Passion.
Goodness, that's rich.
But, hello.
And you see the parallel of this union, the marriage union,
the intimacy with a spouse.
The, mm-hmm. You know that, and it's the most intimate you'll know any person.
That's right.
Is through a marriage union. You know, through, you know, learning and growing in union with your spouse, that is to be the most intimate mm-hmm. you are with any human on the earth is with your spouse.
That's right.
And it's a picture, Ephesians 5, of Christ and
in the church. That's us in Him.
Amen.
Us in Him. Man, come on.
So he's talking about this union with Christ in the church. He's this union that we have with Him. There's just such a beautiful, beautiful thing here that if we allow, this is like an invitation. Mm-hmm. This is not just something to like, oh my gosh, I got to do that. In other words, it becomes this burden or this thing that we got to be disciplined to do. Mm-hmm. No, we need to let delight be the motivator.
Well,
joy be the motivator.
And I think about this. When I think about this, I think about Him being the lead in a dance.
That's good.
I am, and as a wife, I am a responder. That's the way God designed it. I mm-hmm. respond to His lead. And just like we respond to His lead. Mm-hmm. And if He is leading us, because He's already cleansed us,
yeah.
He's made a way for us. And so all we have to do is take His hand and He will lead us.
That's
I mean,
so
the
good.
Holy Spirit will lead and guide us into all truth. So that's He so leads good. Us. And so our whole position and stance on this
that's
is
good. Our
we
position.
Should just be the responder.
My, that's so
I
good.
I mean, and if we're the responder, if He sees something that's not being good mm-hmm. in our life, not bringing fruit, not bringing us life, and He cuts it off, that is a conviction. That's mm. not a condemnation.
That's so good.
And sometimes the enemy wants to always condemn, because he's the accuser. Mm-hmm. In this account, if we look at Jesus, the living vine, and that he is, you know, we are connected to that vine, that is not a condemnation
no.
position.
That the, is the husbandman, no. the father, he's not coming. This idea of pruning, it's to bring forth more life. It's,
that's right.
It's,
bring more
it's
fruit.
It's not what I'm doing right that's hurting my life. It's what I'm doing wrong. So when something gets removed, it's to remove loss and pain and hard times and difficulty and failure. And so that's a joy.
It is a joy. And, you know, the other day, you know, it's getting springtime. And so the other day, we were out in the garden here, mm-hmm. the flower bed kind of garden. And it has rose mm-hmm. bushes. And this time of year, you prune them back. Why do you prune them back? So they come back fuller,
that's right.
more brilliant,
than the year
more
before.
Healthy, and there's more growth. And so, man, I want Him to continually, and you know, this chapter, it's not a one-time thing.
No.
You don't just do that with a good, healthy plant, those roses, you do that every so often, mm-hmm. depending on the seasons. So depending on the seasons in our life, yep. He is going to
continually
work with us.
And I love what you emphasize there. He's the one, because sometimes we think, okay, we hear these words, abide. What does that look like? What does that mean? Does that just mean I read the Bible all the time? Does that just mean I'm praying all the time? Well, reading your Bible's part of it. Praying's part of
it.
But I love how you emphasize the key is just letting Him lead the relationship.
We're responding to Him.
We're responders. I mean, in this marriage with Christ, He's the head. We're the bride of Christ. So we're the responder. Mm-hmm. Allow Him to lead in the relationship.
And not the enemy.
Exactly.
And tell Him to be quiet.
Feelings or your emotions or the all these things. Let Jesus be the lead. Mm-hmm. Let the Father, who's the husbandman of the vineyard, let the Lord, let the Father, let them lead the relationship. And that way, because here's the thing, sometimes what He's dealing with me about, may not be the same thing. Even your most closest, intimate partner in life, your spouse, He may not even be dealing with them on that. He's dealing with you. And so that's how
so intimate. So don't point your finger at them and say,
that's right. And, you know, sometimes if you're feeling the pruners are out, you know, for your branches.
You're a little,
You want to make sure, what about her?
What about him?
You know, there's a scripture about that in the book of John where, you know, the Lord was given instructions for John and Peter. And he was telling me how things were going to end at the end of life. And Peter says, well, what about him? Because he just been told, you know, well, you're going to...
You gave me, Lord.
He was just hearing about how his life was going to end. He was going to be crucified upside down, all these kind of things. And he was like, well, what about John? What about him? You know,
and we're just batting these mics all over the place.
I know, that's okay.
Here.
That's because we're talking with our hands. But, you know, that's the beautiful thing is that sometimes he's dealing with us. He's given us some correction or some pruning. We've got to make sure we don't then try to project that on our spouse.
That's right. Or anyone, really.
On our children or anyone for that matter. Mm-hmm. It's a very personal, intimate thing. And so, again, that's just the beautiful thing that God's leading the relationship.
And as we close here today, I just want to just remind you, because this is just something that's helped me over the years, especially looking at this, allowing the Spirit of the Lord to work in my life continually. And that is knowing, number one, that if He tells me something, He's already cleansed me from that.
Amen.
And so condemnation is not allowed.
Amen.
In that.
So good.
And so the conviction of the Holy Spirit brings us out. It lays a path of out. Mm-hmm. It doesn't come in and convict and condemn and accuse and accusation.
That's right.
And so when we look at this, you know, and that's why it's also, I feel this just by the Spirit of the Lord again, that's why we should not be the accuser of our spouse.
Hallelujah.
We should not
Amen.
Be the accuser of our children. We should not be the accuser of anyone that we're in relationship with. That's the enemy. That's his game. Mm-hmm. That's his way. But if the Holy Spirit is moving us, if He is leading us, if we are responding to His leading, then He is working and He is cleansing. And so if Amen. We treat our spouse that way, man, we going to be happy.
We're going to be happy.
We're going to be happy.
That's so beautiful. Maybe we can...
We'll pick this back up next time we get together.
Because this is where the rubber meets the road, mm-hmm. is how do we actually respond to the pruning?
You know, so y'all tune into the next podcast.
So we'll pick up, maybe call that part two. So we hope to see you again or have you listening again, however you're tuning in. But we're so thankful you chose to spend your time with us today.
It's
our joy to spend some time with you. Time is the most precious commodity we have.
That's right.
And we value yours and we appreciate yours. And thanks for being a part. And please be a media missionary.
That's right.
Copy and paste. Share this link, whether it's an audio link or a YouTube link. Share it with your family and your friends.
And don't forget, you can always find Mark's book, A Place for You.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't like to just do this, but I'm going to do it probably every time we do a podcast together again.
Well.
You can find his book on Amazon or on Kindle right now. So go check it out. It's called A Place for You, and it will bless you muchly. Yeah.